vale madre.
What's good, world? Coming to you live and direct and hitting the chest like a shot of straight jack. This is No Chasing with Petey Mac. Let's get it. What's up, everybody? This is your country cousin, Pete McCorvey, a.k.a. Petey Mac, checking back in with you. I know y'all kind of like, oh, my goodness, he going back to do us another one. I'm on vacation this week, so I'm trying to make up for lost time, give y'all like at least this episode and hopefully another episode. Hopefully I can have a friend of mine on the next episode. I'm going to try to reach out to him today, but if I can't, I'm going to try my best to bring you that next episode. Don't really have that much in like news and entertainment other than saw the Kobe Bryant memorial was yesterday, brought out a lot of emotion from people. Jimmy Kimmel did a wonderful job officiating the memorial service. I didn't even know that him and Kobe were that close, I guess you could say, for him to even be considered to officiate the service. Also, great speeches by Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq's wife, Kobe's wife, Vanessa. God bless that woman's heart. I know that had to be tough to get up there and talk about the memories of your child as well as your husband, especially definitely for her child. I mean, she really broke down more talking about a child than she did about Kobe. So thoughts and prayers to you, and madam, I salute you for your strength. Michael Jordan got up and we got another crying meme on the way. He even joked about the crying meme. So it was star-studded, man. People from all walks of life, J-Lo, A-Rod were in the crowd. LeBron actually was in the crowd. People wonder why LeBron didn't say nothing. He actually requested to not be video, which I respect that. He doesn't want to do it for clout. I mean, that shows that he really has respect for that man and what he did for the Laker organization. So shout out to LeBron for doing that. Snoop Dogg was also in the crowd, as we all know about Snoop Dogg and his last transgression with Gayle King. Now, this is something I'm going to roll into this. So Snoop Dogg has been slated, if the video hasn't come out, because I've seen clips of it. I don't know when they're going to release it because I haven't seen the full video yet. He was on Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk. And Jada Pinkett Smith had the audacity to call him out, said she felt like that he was striking out at her, like, you struck out at me and Willow and all the other women when you said that to Gayle King, you disrespect her, said that. I'm trying to figure out how did Snoop Dogg reach out and disrespect them when you were known close friend of Tupac Shakur, who used the word bitch like it was his last name. So what did Snoop Dogg do any different that Tupac didn't do? So, Mrs. Jada, you can have several fucking seats on that one. Like, that made no damn sense. I didn't understand that shit at all. How are you going to call this man out for something that your best friend was notorious for? And I don't even, yeah, so I didn't understand. I was scratching my head like, what the hell is she talking about? So that was extremely crazy for me. Like I said, I'm defending Snoop Dogg on that one. Like, his language wasn't choice, but hey, sometimes profane language gets the point across. So I'm not mad at Snoop Dogg for saying what he had to say. And we're going to roll right into the topics today. Been online a lot lately in the past, not just few months, the past year or two. And I'm noticing that women are admiring whole culture a lot. Y'all are, women, ladies, y'all are admiring whole culture. When I say you're admiring whole culture, you're dressing in very skimpy, revealing shit. You twerking every chance you can. You got videos, you twerking every chance you can. Y'all get on here and make these videos talking about all your sexual preferences, how you like sex, making statuses about what you like to do sexually, and this, that, and the third. And it's like you women are admiring whole culture. It's like you think being a hoe is appealing. But here's the kicker to that. You women are applying whole culture, but you don't want to be perceived as a hoe. And I'm trying to figure out, you can't do that. You can't have your cake and eat it too on that situation, ladies. Like, you can't sit there and engage in whole activity, but then when you get treated like a hoe, you're like, oh my God, he had no idea to treat me like a hoe. Ladies, that's not how that shit works. Like, I don't understand. Like, you women will go out there, get the skimpiest shit you can, turn your ass toward the camera, bend over, and then we wonder why people are looking at you like a hoe. Like, it's point in case. There's a event that they throw all the time back in my hometown of Mississippi. Well, not just my hometown, the whole area of the Gulf Coast. It's called the Champagne Jam. It's ran by my friend Jimmy Carmichael and his group, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Don't shit on them boys' name. Like, that's some good-ass brothers. They do great shit for the community, so shouts out to them. But they throw this thing around Christmas time called a Champagne Jam. I still haven't yet to get one because either I'm on the other side of the country or I got military obligations. But one of these years, Jimmy, I'm going to make it, bro. So it's kind of like almost a black tie. It's a gay little affair. So, you know, everybody comes suited and booted. Fellas either put on a bow tie or a nice suit and everything. Ladies put on nice classy cocktail dresses or some, you know, some evening gowns. So a Facebook friend of mine, her friend, they were going to the ball because the ball was held at a casino in Biloxi. Now, when they went to the ball, my Facebook friend, she had on a decent gown, decent outfit. But her friend had on something like where half her ass cheek was hanging out. And now they're in the hotel. She had a room in the hotel. Half her ass cheek was hanging out. And like, I think she had like a breast out with like a little pasty on it, like Little Kim. And then she tried to go down there. Security escorted her out and told her, you can't come back, go back to your hotel room, or you're gonna have to get out of the hotel. And this girl, and I was talking to, I saw the outfit and I talked to my friend, my Facebook friend. I said, why in the hell did your friend think that was a great idea to wear that? And she like was flabbergasted, like, I didn't know that wasn't inappropriate. How the fuck do you not know that it's not inappropriate to have one ass cheek and one breast out? You, and especially you in a casino, that's a public place. Casino, especially casinos on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, they are tourist attractions. They are there to attract tourists. You knew what the hell you were doing. You trying to fit that slutty motif, but not expect to be treated like a slut. And that's not going to happen, ladies. I'm telling you that. And it's because y'all listen to all this music now, like City Girls and all this, that, and the third. And y'all trying to, I guess I feel you, ladies. I guess y'all are very frustrated with how things have been going, how men have been using y'all for, you know, just basically sex or anything else like that. But ladies, it don't work like that. It don't. Y'all can't run the game like we can. Y'all can't play the game like we can. Just for instance, I'm gonna give you a prime example of how it's a double sense. For instance, ladies, if you and a homegirl are running late for work, and one of y'all decides to hop in the shower with the other one, that's totally acceptable. On the other token, if a man decides he's running late from work, he can't hop in the shower with his homeboy. It's just, hey, I'm just going to have to be fucking late for work. I'm just going to have to take a ride up because we can't do that. You know, ladies, y'all can lay in the bed with each other head to head, you know, cuddled up and all that. Nobody's going to think that two men got to share a bed. One of us got to get the head of the bed. One got to get the foot. That's how that's got to work. Like, we can't just be up there head to head with each other. I remember I had an incident where that ended up happening, but this is what happened. It was Cinco de Mayo in San Diego, California, with a guy I went to boot camp with. Now, I should have known better because this guy was Mexican. All his friends were Mexican as well. I'm the only black guy in the group. Now, I'm in San Diego, California, Cinco de Mayo, drinking with some Mexicans. It's already a recipe for disaster, but the recipe for disaster get a little better. I'm going to put a little pinch in there, you know, to like, Emerald, bam! We were drinking nothing but tequila. Yeah. So I wake up the next morning. When I wake up the next morning, I wake up and I'm head, me and my homeboy, we sleeping head to head with each other. That's how messed up we were. So I decided to mess with him. I woke up before he did. And when I woke up before he did, he turned over. He looked at me and I said, well, can you at least take a bitch to get some breakfast? And he was like, man, what the hell? And I was just messing with him. It was just a joke. Look, I just digressed and put some humor in it. But yeah, ladies, you can't. Y'all can't operate and run the game. Like, I know y'all understand, well, men sleep with a lot of women. they are considered players. Well, how come we sleep with white women? Because that's just not how life goes. That's a double standard. It's just like a white dude get pulled over by the police. He can talk shit to the cops all day long. He might get let off with a ticket, get let go. I get pulled over by the police. I got to have my hands on the steering wheel. Can't make any sudden movements. Got to tell them every move I'm making. Got to be real respectful, show my hands everywhere. That's just the way the world is. It's not fair, but that's what we have. And that's what society is. Life ain't fair for nobody. But ladies, yeah, y'all can't do things like that because y'all wonder why you're modest whole culture, and yet you're still getting treated like a hoe. Even though a lot of y'all are not hoes, I know y'all are hoes. Y'all just out there living on the image, and y'all admiring because you see it on TV, you hear it in music. But here's the thing, ladies. You keep getting treated like this because the guys that you're attracting, all they gonna want to do is have sex with you because in their mind, that's what you're portraying. You're portraying the role of a hoe. They don't know no damn better. I'm not. You don't know no better. Because this is the thing, ladies. I'm going to let you know a little secret about men. Our biggest fear, especially when it comes to dating, is wifing up the community hoe. Or in the better, the neighborhood hoe, a.k.a. community pussy. A man does not want to wife up community pussy. Because that is like the biggest, that's the biggest like sign of simping, you know, of being like, you know, just a loser. Because no dude wants to go that, no, like I said, we don't want to be with somebody who we think is going to be somebody everybody had. Because the biggest man's biggest fear, especially a young man's biggest fear, is he goes to a public place with a woman. And he turns around, he starts seeing guys kind of whispering, looking over, because in his mind, he's thinking, hey, ain't that dude in here with Keisha ass? That's Keisha. Yeah, you know Keisha, man. Remember Keisha, man? Remember last weekend, me and you, and, you know, we ran her last. Yeah, you remember that shit? You remember that, man? We was over there at the park, man. We ran her last. That's every man's biggest fear, ladies. No man wants to end up being that guy. And because, like I said, a lot of y'all are portraying that role, he doesn't know whether you're just out here releasing some steam or you really that. So his question is, why take a chance like that? And he just goes out to get what he wants from you and keeps it pushing. And also, ladies, I'm going to tell you this. Some of y'all be like, well, there's some men out there who defending us. And because I've had some of my female friends, and I call them out on doing some whole shit. They be like, well, why can't you be like one of these guys? He's defending us, and he ain't saying nothing. Sweetheart, he's trying to fuck you. I'm going to be honest with you, ladies. When a woman is talking about something that a man really, it doesn't really benefit a man, we take interest in that because we trying to fuck you. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't sit there and watch The Notebook with my girl because I really liked that damn movie. I was trying to get some. You know what I'm saying? I didn't watch How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days because it's a good movie. I was trying to get some off the girl I'm watching, which kind of backfired because I'm going to be honest with y'all. I actually do like How to Lose a Girl in 10 Days. That's actually a chick flick that I like. Don't judge me. It's a good fucking movie. Shout out to Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey. Fight me if you don't like it. Yeah, them guys are only trying to mess with you. And then a lot of y'all wonder why you only attract, like, dudes that are dusty or dudes that, like, are players and everything. Because that's what a player's looking for. A player's looking for a loose chick. A player is looking for a chick that's loose. He's looking for somebody who's going to give it up easy because all he wants is notches in the belt. Players, they want notches in the belt. They don't want to settle down. Because I'm going to let you ladies in on a little secret. Nobody's ever told you this, probably. But I'm Peter Mack, and you know there's no chase. I'm going to give it to you straight. There's nothing significant about your vagina that's going to make a man not want to go get another one. There's nothing special about your vagina. It's just make a man say, you know what? I think I found the one I don't want anymore. Especially if you out there living that hot girl / hoe life. No, there's nothing significant about you that's gonna make this man stop. If this man holler at you on some hot girl shit, he's don't holler at some other people on some hot girl shit. He is. And I know it's some of y'all women out there, y'all got defense mechanisms up. Y'all like, well, I don't care. I'm out here doing me, and I don't care about a dude. And if you don't do all that, why you got to portray that to us all the time? You out here doing you and doing your thing. You shouldn't have to keep saying that all the time. I ain't worried about no dude. I'm out here getting me, getting to the money, blah, blah, blah. Just go out there and have a good time. There are some sexually liberated women out there who just like, I'm just having sex with this guy, having fun. I don't see nothing serious. I've met a few of them, and I respect that. Hell, you're going to meet a lot of them in the military. And I also want to say this, because I'm going to roll into the military. A lot of women frying up on, a lot of y'all frying up on messing with guys in the military because y'all feel like, especially it's because y'all feel like, oh, well, he ain't worth this and he ain't worth that. And you know, all of them lying, this, that, and the third. Ladies, let me tell you something. You knew that guy was about that life, especially if you're a female service member. You knew that guy was like that when you met him. You just thought that you were going to be the exception to the rule, like I said earlier, and that it was going to work out magically and differently for you. No, it was not. You knew, because I hate when girls like, all they do is lie and half and all up mad with families. I guarantee you, a lot of them girls in the military knew that that motherfucker was mad before that boat hit the pier or that plane left the airport or what other means of transportation you get to your final destination if you're in the military. Y'all knew that this guy was involved with somebody else. You just liked him for the forbidden fruit thing because in your mind, here's what it was. You thought, okay, this guy has a family. We're away from my family. So see, he has a family. I can mess around with him. There's not going to be no feelings get intact because when we're done here, we're going to roll back to the States and he's going to go about his business. I go about mine. But here's the thing, ladies. I done seen that shit happen many times and it never goes that way. Somebody always catching feelings. Somebody's always going to catch feelings in that situation. Nobody's ever going to leave that situationship unscathed. One person is going to develop more feelings for the other person than they will, or vice versa. They might both develop feelings for them. So I done seen that shit happen in the military many times in my 6.5 years. And the shit be so funny because I be sitting there like, what the hell is this? I've been in the middle of so many of them. Oh, my goodness. I remember I was in the middle of one situation. And the lady, we were out drinking. And I already knew about the situation because let me tell y'all something. People in the military is like high school. People going to talk. They're going to talk and they're going to put everybody's business. So when I'm out there, you know, I was drinking. I was inebriated. I really wasn't caring. I'm trying to, you know, find me somebody, daughter, who I can lay up and lie to and tell them that I love them, which is a lie for the night. That's what I was trying to at least lie and say I love them. So I ran into a spot and I ran into a homeboy of mine who was messing with a superior service member that we knew. And I knew about the situation. So when I sat down, I was speaking to my homeboy and I sat down next. She had this look on her face like she'd been caught. But I was like smiling. I was like, hey, how you doing, McCarver? I was like, how you doing? She was like, hey, you want something to drink? I give you something to drink. I said, sweetheart, you ain't got to do that. I said, I don't play the game like that. I don't snitch or rat nobody out like that. I said, you fine. You perfectly fine. She's like, oh, okay. I said, but I still take that drink though. I'm going to want that drink. I'm going to get that drink. So, yeah, ladies, y'all got to, you know, this hot boy. This hot girl stuff y'all doing, it's not, y'all just not doing nothing, but I feel like a lot of y'all are hurt, and since y'all are hurt, y'all are using this to mask your hurt, and you're just like, well, I'm going to do to play the game the same way you are, so you're going to see how you can, but I feel like a lot of y'all are hurt, and y'all need to get in touch with that, and there's nothing, and ladies, there's nothing wrong with being a classy woman, some class, some substance, and stuff like that, like, nothing wrong with you being a freak, but the world don't have to know that you're a freak. You know, the world does not have to know that you're a freak. Because like I said, the world know that you're a freak. That's all they're going to expect from you. They're not going to expect to know how educated you are. They're not going to respect your opinions on politics. They're going to respect your intelligence. Because education and intelligence are two different facets. So people don't say, oh, he being redundant because I'm not. You can be intelligent as hell with no education. You can be educated as hell with little to zero intelligence. It happens all the time. But ladies, there's more to y'all than that. Especially my sisters. There is so much more to y'all than that. And I'm going to touch on my brothers for a little bit. I blame y'all because you motherfuckers are applying it. Y'all applying it just to get you a quick piece of ass. And because y'all applying to get a quick piece of ass, relationships have gone, dating and relationships have gone to hell in a handbasket. It's like a game of war. Now, it's like, who the hell can strike first? It's like Cobra Kai, strike first, strike hard, lead, show no mercy. Like, what in the hell is going on? Like, nobody's really trying to get to know each other. It's like, how can I hurt this motherfucker before they hurt me? And dating shouldn't be, dating and sex should not be that way. It shouldn't. Dating, sex, love should not, how am I hurt this motherfucker before they can hurt me? Because y'all so quick to just try to get what you want off of them, and then you just like push them to the side. Like, you don't hold them to a higher standard. And since you don't hold them to a higher standard, they don't hold themselves to a higher standard. And then, like I touched on earlier, a lot of y'all, and you the punk motherfuckers, I don't like. They be like, man, well, men do this, well, women should be able to do that. You sucker ass motherfucker. Stop doing that. Like my daddy used to always tell me when I was making a stupid ass explanation that didn't have no point. Stop! You sound like a fool, man. Like my grandmama used to always say, shush all that damn fool talk. Call them out on their bullshit. And later, it's like you call a man out on his bullshit. We need to start calling each other out on our bullshit. And I'm not harping on the women that are out there that are genuinely hoes, because ain't nothing wrong with hoes. Hoes got their place in life. But despite this podcast, I actually love hoes. I enjoy hoes. They serve a purpose in our society. You know, hoes do serve a purpose in our society. Hell, one chick was a hoe, used to hang with Jesus, Mary Magdalene. I'm not trying to crack on Jesus, you know, I'm not trying to mock the Lord or anything, but it's a fact of life. She was a lady of the Eve, the proper term for saying prostitute, and she hung with Jesus. Matter of fact, I think she washed his feet. She washed his feet for him. So I'm not trying to harp on the genuine hoe. If you just a hoe, go out there, hoe, Billy. But I'm seeing a lot of women I know for a fact are not hoes engaged in hoe activity. And when it backfires on them, they sitting there looking like Boo Boo the Fool. We need to let ladies, y'all need to let hoe culture die. Just leave that for the genuine hoes. And let's go back to having a lot of ladies. I miss seeing a lady. Because it's very far and few between that you'll see a genuine lady, like, I'm going to say 35 and younger. It's very rare that you'll see a genuine lady. And hell, it even creeps up, because you'll see a lot of, I've seen quite a few 40-something-year-old women still trying to be out here hot girling. You ain't no hot girl, baby. You lukewarm. Sit your ass down now. And I know y'all saying, how you know these 40-something-year-old women been out here hot girling. I've sampled a couple of them. I have. I'm not going to lie to you. I've sampled a couple of them. But like I said, they want to be out here be on some hot girl shit. I cool them off. I have no problem cooling them off. But yeah, ladies, I want all my sisters to realize that being a hot girl ain't all it's about. There's more to life than just being a damn hot girl. Y'all more than that. Lady who just died, who was on Hidden Figures with Katherine Johnson, she showed the dead. Miss Diane Carroll that died late last year, and a few other sisters, and Miss Aretha Franklin that died not too long ago, as well as some other sisters, Queen Latifah. They showed that it's more to life than being a hot girl. Y'all more than that, ladies. Y'all queens. Act accordingly, because right now y'all acting like peasants. Y'all do better. Anyway, that's been my time. If you want to holler at me, man, you want to email me, my email is pdmac10, that's PETEYMAC10@yahoo.com. Follow me on Instagram, pdmac10, Twitter's the same handle. Or you can friend me on Facebook, that's Pete McCarvey. Or you type in PD Mac and you'll find me. I'm in this like always in it. Be cool, stay calm, and get paid. And that was some real talk for that ass. Later.